Current state on 90.5 WKAR this Sunday at MSU's Fairchild Theater. Four pianists on four grand pianos will fill the stage with the sounds of Dvorak, Debussy, and much more. It's the MSU College of Music's fourth annual Piano Monster Concert, featuring faculty artists Pananias Liris, Derek Polishuk, and piano faculty chair Deborah Moriarty. The concert will be broadcast live on WKAR Sunday night at 7 o'clock. WKAR's Peter Worf joined Professor Moriarty in her studio earlier this week to talk about this weekend's performance and the orchestral colors of the keyboard.
The piano, for one thing, is the only instrument that really handles all the voices at the same time. I mean, there's unaccompanied Bach for the violin, or there's unaccompanied lots of things for the violin, but it's not the same as having the piano where you have this full range. You have what you essentially have as an orchestral range, and you have the pianist playing everything at the same time, like as you would in an orchestra, and you don't need a conductor because it's all embodied in one person. Right. So it's a very sort of substitute for an orchestral instrument. In fact, composers like Liszt actually made transcriptions for piano four hands of Beethoven's symphonies.
Right, if you wanted to hear the piece, you had to buy the music and have a couple of pianos, and then you could have a close to an orchestra experience as you possibly could without actually having to hire your own orchestra.
Exactly, and that's one of the things we talk about all the time when we teach people to play the piano. At Michigan State, at the doctoral level and at the master's level, even at the undergraduate level, you're always talking about orchestral color and talking about, you know, what color is this and how can you make this sound, making sure that you breathe when you're playing the piano, because our fingers don't have to breathe, but music does. So it's one of those things that's always a consideration.
So if one piano or two pianos can come close to that orchestral experience, what can four pianos or eight pianos do? What can happen?
They can make a lot of sound.
Right.
And that's probably the very, very biggest difference. It's hard to describe. There's a huge kick from getting the amount of sound that you can get from four pianos. It almost, or eight pianos in the last times we've done it in the Wharton Center, and when you have eight pianos on the stage, literally the floor shakes.
It's not every day you see four grand pianos performing together on the same stage. I think it's going to be a cool visual experience as well.
Oh, it's an amazing visual experience. It's particularly fun because lots of times you go to a piano recital and you want to be keyboard side because you want to see the action of what somebody's doing with their hands. And in this particular concert, every side is keyboard side. No matter where you sit, you get to see what's going on.
Back to that orchestral piano relationship. You'll have a couple of works that are by composers that are so strongly connected with the orchestra, and some of this music is too, including Dvorak and Saint-Saëns, right?
Correct.
Dvorak's Slavonic Dances are very well known for both piano and orchestra, thanks to Antonin's buddy, Johannes. Tell me about the Dvorak dances that you'll play.
We're playing two contrasting dances. They're the openers. They're sort of the teasers for the program. And then we go, after that, go directly into the Carnival of the Animals, which is a very, very fun piece. It's a piece that has sometimes been, I think a lot of people think of it as a piece for children's concerts because it has a narrator and it has these fabulous Ogden Nash poems that are narrated along with the pieces themselves. They all have titles, and the turtle and the elephant and all of those things. But actually, it's a very sophisticated piece that Saint-Saëns wrote in a kind of, Saint-Saëns, as the clever man that he was making fun of a lot of people. So you have these pieces that are very attractive, but at the same time they have this real double meaning to them. So it's a very funny piece.
They're not without a little nose thumbing and sarcasm, are they?
Exactly. And interestingly enough, we don't know all of the nose thumbing and sarcasm that was there, because Saint-Saëns didn't want to let people know because it was kind of politically incorrect. So he, and of course he didn't have a narration. The narration doesn't have anything to do with the double meaning that Saint-Saëns had.
And you'll have a special narrator joining in the performance. Has he done it before?
He has. He made his narrating debut in Florida, I think last year, actually, it was. We did this this concert down there, and he had a lot of fun, and we had a lot of fun. So looking forward to it.
That's, of course, College of Music Dean James Forger. This is Peter Worf for Current State. I'm speaking with Deborah Moriarty, the professor of piano and chair of piano department here at the College of Music at Michigan State University. Another piece that is closely associated with maybe not children's concerts, but music for children is Darius Milhaud and his Scaramouche.
It's sort of a fun piece. I mean, it's arranged for lots and lots of different things. There's a two piano version. There's a version for saxophone, and I want to say woodwind quintet, and there's a saxophone and piano version. It's played all over the place. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece, and it exemplifies a lot of the things that Milhaud does, two simultaneous keys at the same time, Brazilian last movement, Brasileira, and just a very, very fun piece, very, very attractive piece, real audience pleaser.
Professor Deborah Moriarty is chair of the piano department here at the Michigan State University College of Music, and she performs with her colleagues Sunday at 3 and 7 p.m. at Fairchild Theater, the Piano Monster Concert. Professor Moriarty, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.